If the girls are recording, is it real magic?
You are listening to the It's Not Real Magic podcast. This episode was recorded March 25th, 2023, and published April 1st, 2023.
Welcome to the It's Not Real Magic podcast. The question of the day today is, what are you currently geeking out about? My name is Nikki, and I'm geeking out about Dungeons and Dragons.
I'm Lauren, and I'm geeking out about motherhood.
I'm Sarah, and I'm geeking out about literature.
I'm Cheryl, and I am geeking about pregnancy.
Those are all fantastic things to geek out about. All right, for our next order of business today, we're going to be doing a yogurt taste testing and ranking system, as is the Robinson way. So we have five yogurts that we're going to be tasting and ranking. For our listeners at home, the flavors are, they're all vanilla. The brands are, it's going to be, or the bases. It'll be Silk Almond, Meyer Almond, Coconut, Oat, and Cashew. So we'll read them again as we go through when we're all going to taste them.
So these are all dairy alternative yogurts. None of them are actually cow's milk. It's most of the alternative plant-based milks.
Yogurt with air quotes.
Very succinctly put. That was good. I don't typically like yogurt, so I'm excited to try these.
This is going
to
be fun.
See if there's a good substitute that I enjoy.
Do you have a barf bucket next to
you? No, I probably should. If I just don't like the first one, I'll just put it back in there. We'll just do that.
Put it back in where?
In the number one container. I mean, I'll just go right in there.
This is going to be an interesting process.
All right, fantastic. So if everyone wants to grab a spoon, I guess we can all try it at the same time.
Or one of us could keep talking while everyone else tries it so we don't have quite so much dead air.
That's true. Who feels like just talking?
I can talk if I need to.
Okay, fantastic.
Well, so here's my question. As you ladies are tasting your first almond-based yogurt substitute, which I should mention is the name brand. So I'm curious to see the name brand versus the store brand, which is Meyer, if you notice a difference in the almond yogurts. So you've got your name brand almond yogurt in. So you gals, tell me what you think of that while I taste it.
Tangy.
Mm-hmm. Is that good tangy or bad tangy?
I think a little bit of a texture issue, which is common, I feel like, for silk.
For the silk brand.
For the silk brand, typically has a bit of a texture.
Now, when you say texture issue.
What does that mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel like silk products are always like a little grainy and textury, even though they're name brand. Like I used to be, when you drink the almond milk, you get to the bottom, it'd be like super grainy. Mm. And so I feel like even the yogurt has a little bit of that grain.
Yeah.
Grainy texture that leaves on your tongue.
See, I feel like I like it more because it's not as chunky. Like, it's not like real yogurt.
It's not as slimy,
not chunky,
maybe.
But like it has a stronger consistency. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's thinner.
Mm-hmm. It is thinner.
I kind of like that.
That's good.
Yeah, just looking at them both in the same container.
Yeah.
Number two is nice and holding itself together. One is kind of like
it is.
Interestingly
around.
Enough, number two is the store brand.
Yes.
And number one is the name brand.
Yes.
Hmm.
So, okay. Interesting.
So is it okay to try number two now?
Yeah, I think we should try number two.
I got it.
Which is just the Meyer almond.
These are both almond-based.
Mm-hmm.
Both vanilla.
Mm. I like number two better.
Oh, I think it's worse.
I like number one better.
I can
better.
Really taste the almond in number two, and I don't prefer that.
Yeah, I like number one better.
I feel like it's just more bland. I like the flavor in the first one better.
I like the flavor in the name brand almond milk, but I like the texture.
Mm-hmm.
The store brand almond milk.
I think that's what I liked about number two, is the texture.
Mm-hmm. It is much smoother. It's true. It's not nearly as grainy.
The first one feels a little sweeter, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably why I like it.
Same.
I feel like the flavor comes through more on number two than on number one.
The almond flavor comes through.
That's what I'm noticing.
But if I'm eating vanilla yogurt, I don't want to taste almond.
Right.
That is true.
Yeah. Okay. So we're moving on to number three.
Number three, again, is the coconut milk base.
Flavor. Mm-hmm. Still vanilla flavor.
Still vanilla.
But it's hard to have coconut-based...
There's definitely a coconut flavor to it.
To have a coconut-based dairy alternative, you almost always get a coconut flavor regardless of...
Mm-hmm. Ooh, I kind of like the coconut tropical flavor, though. I do like coconut, so...
I feel like that coconut's really strong.
Oh, my goodness.
It's very strong.
That really tastes strong. Like eating sunscreen.
How often do you eat sunscreen to know that?
I try to avoid it. Which is why I'm not taking another bite of that one.
I don't think it tastes like sunscreen. No. I just definitely taste the coconut.
It makes me think like pina colada.
Yes, but it's like the consistency of a lotion.
Well, now I can't get that out of my head.
Is
I'm setting my
yogurt lotion. Is lotion.
It's milk lotion.
Yogurt is milk lotion. It's even got
you heard it here, folks.
Like an exfoliating component to it, doesn't it?
Right.
With the so acids
it exfoliates
or
your throat as it goes down.
I was thinking you could probably apply it to your skin and have
so
some
it cleans you it. And hydrates you.
That's gonna be our new nighttime skincare routine. We'll just be over here putting the coconut yogurt on our faces.
They used to do milk and honey, like in Egypt. My sister and I used to do that with our goat milk. We'd like goat milk honey and we'd like put it on our face.
And what benefit did it have?
It made your face way softer.
Interesting.
Yeah.
What was the ratios?
Oh, I do not remember.
What were the?
We just mixed it together. I don't know.
Gloopy enough?
Yeah, you thinned out the honey enough that you could like rub it on your face.
Okay.
I don't know.
Huh. Interesting. We could try it.
You got very, very sticky. Mm-hmm.
So did you?
I wouldn't like it.
Wash it off?
Yeah, afterwards? I think we left it on for like 5 or 10 minutes and then washed it off.
Sort of like a mask.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But it didn't peel anything off your skin when you took it off.
No.
Yeah.
No.
You like let honey dry on your face. And can you use it like a like those waxing videos?
Like sugaring? For, yeah. Hair removal.
Like the ones that Cheryl loves.
Truth. So I think I ended up like throwing away like almost all of them. Well, there are so many of them. And then by the time you get done with a day of taking care of kids and doing so many things, like having to do one
like
more
a facial
thing
mask.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, doing a facial mask thing, just
too much,
just too much. And I had like hundreds of them. I'm like, I'm never gonna find the time to do this.
It's perfectly fine.
Should we move on to number four?
Yes, number four is the
oat milk based vanilla yogurt.
Yes. Also a Meyer brand, in case anyone out there is wondering. Oh, Sarah's making face. I don't know
so
if I'm
Cheryl,
even gonna try it.
Oh dear.
That is worse than the coconut. Yeah. I just feel like it has a really off flavor. What am I tasting?
Mm.
Oats.
It doesn't taste like oats.
I feel like oats are
it does
nice.
Have an off flavor. Like that aftertaste tastes strange.
It tastes like
it starts out with the aftertaste.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What does it taste
it
like?
It starts now? With
plastic?
The aftertaste.
Pasta?
Plastic?
Plastic? Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It was like really watered down.
It is sort of grainy, maybe a grainy flavor, a little bit. Yeah, it tastes almost like rancid.
Well, it is oats.
That would make sense for the grainy, but it's almost like grains that have turned, like
past their prime. This is why it's now yogurt, because it's turned and
fermented.
That's how they make oat yogurt. They just let them go bad.
Yeah, that's my worst.
I don't think she liked it. Yeah, I don't think you liked it either.
No,
you?
I was excited for that one because I love oat milk, everything else. I'm like,
yeah,
but it's strange that it was the yogurt stuff. All right, our final one is the cashew yogurt, the Forager brand, Forager something.
This one is really right.
So that is name brand, right? For
this
yogurts.
Is a name brand, yeah.
Oh,
or for
yeah.
alternative.
This one used to be one of our favorites.
It is very runny, similarly to the silk almond, however, even more runny than
the
silk almond.
Taste it, because it's runny in the bowl, but when you taste it, it has the most slimy texture of any.
Yeah, that's is very that, interesting.
Like, the texture is thicker in your mouth than it is on the spoon.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It coats you more.
Mm-hmm. The flavor's not bad for the cashew.
No, you can tell it's not. Yeah. Like, it tastes different. I can't taste the cashew itself. I don't know. Maybe that's just me not knowing what cashews taste like.
I think it has a nuttier flavor.
It does.
Or texture, richer.
You know what? That maybe is, it's the texture. I mean, it's the smoothest because it is the creamiest. Creamy's not the word I'm looking for.
The softer nut.
Is the softest of the nuts.
I need a larger vocabulary. For textures in the mouth.
That's not just creamy.
Yeah. Like creamy or grainy.
Sticky.
Mm. I think you're right about the slimy. It's smooth.
Yeah. Yeah, it's different than smooth, though. I think slimy is closer on the
slimy.
Cashew.
I'm trying to think of like what the word is for when something like you pull it apart and it just like kind of sticks together. Like it doesn't break off right away. But
like,
I don't know what that
like
is.
Like gooey.
Yeah, kind of gooey.
I feel like we're just searching for words and not actually saying anything.
But the thing is that I'm not like grossed out by it.
Mm. No.
Because I keep going back to try it because I'm trying to figure it out.
Yeah, I agree. I don't know that I'd want to eat a whole serving of it, though. Like, I feel like by the time I got to the end of it, the texture would be
too much.
Too much.
Mm-hmm.
To go back and retaste, because that's all five.
That was all five.
You immediately know how you want to rank them.
Well, I know where number four is on my list. Mm-hmm. So that one I'm writing down right away.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, try that one again.
Okay, so number four was the oat milk yogurt. Oat milk.
Kind of gross.
Yeah, that one was my least fave.
Disappointment.
I might have to run back through and just do a quick taste of them.
I think I need to double check on it.
Oh, for sure.
Just very quickly.
Bumping things around.
It's so interesting how they can make things like this to try to... And there's a market. Like, clearly, a lot of people like these, and that's why they're still on the shelf. And
so many options.
Which I can see the oat milk being a big thing if you're plant-based and nut-free. Like, if you can't do nuts, like, you could see, like, wait, they actually made a yogurt I can eat.
Out of oat milk. You're right, because like, all the others, well, coconut, some people.
Yeah, some people can do both. But I had a friend who couldn't. A friend who couldn't do
nuts or coconut.
Including coconut.
Because I've seen coconut listed as an allergen caution on, like, nutrition labels, ingredient labels, as being a nut, because it contains coconut. And I thought those were separate categories. So is coconut actually a nut? Like, is it in the nut family if I have nut allergies?
My friend said it was because she was allergic, she said, to nuts. And I'm like, well, can you do coconut? She's like, oh, no, it's a nut. I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't think of that either.
I would have to look. I'm not sure. I've never thought of it as an... I guess it makes sense. It's in the name.
Right. I hadn't thought of it that way, though, either. Because, I mean, you eat it very differently.
Yes. I feel like most people consider it a fruit, like, when they think about it.
Yeah.
It can be defined... A nut can be defined as a one-seeded fruit.
Well,
with that loose definition, a coconut can also be a nut. However, a coconut is not a tree nut. True nut. Well, a true nut, such as the acorn, are indehiscent or do not open at maturity to release its seeds. So basically, maybe a nut, but not truly a nut.
Okay.
Just loosely.
That seems like that could be a description for some people, I know.
This is true.
Just putting it out there.
We don't name names, but if you're listening to this, just think about if that's you.
I was going to say, if you're listening to this, it's not you, but okay, we went there.
Oh, we want to keep people on their toes. The audience, they need to think about these things. Okay, if everyone's done ranking, I can take the papers and I'm going to tally up the totals.
All right, you're not going to like me, but here you go.
Why won't I like you? I don't care.
Well, first of all, I don't know if you can read it.
I'll be fine. I can read my own handwriting.
I just ranked mine to the left of what they were.
Oh, that was a smart way to do that. Over here? No, wait. Over here.
The ones to the far left that are out of order are the actual rankings.
Yeah. Oh, right there. Okay.
To the far left. I'm sorry. I messed up something.
You can take your time.
Well, the numbers are confusing me.
And I put it from highest to lowest so that we can add it.
That's fair.
This is embarrassing. Okay, hold on.
So, do you want to, as Nikki tallies the overall winners, tell me which ones you had to go back to try to decide where they were ranked? Like, were there some that were obviously the top or the bottom?
I checked the middle three because definite bottom was oat milk for me, and definite top was the cashew milk.
Okay.
So, the middle three.
So, it was the other three that you kind of had to figure out where they fell.
Yeah. So,
tell me, you were excited to try the oat milk one because you've been using oat milk, not oat milk yogurt, but oat milk alternative, and you've been enjoying that as milk alternative.
Yes.
Tell me, like, what brand have you found that you like, or what you do with it?
I normally buy what's ever on sale, or is cheapest, so right now it's Meijer. I just like it because it's creamier and thicker, so it's nice for lattes and coffees. That's basically what I use it in. Just it tastes more like creamer than thin almond milk.
To put in like a coffee or something.
Yes, because I don't use like real creamer. Normally sweetened and just more than I need. So the almond milk's always doesn't do much. It makes it really thin.
Because it's waterier.
Yeah, it's just waterier. Yep. So but I was hoping, had higher hopes for the oat milk for sure.
For the oat milk yogurt, yeah.
That was not very good.
So in terms of having a thicker dairy alternative to put in a cup of coffee, does coconut milk work because that's naturally thicker? Or is the flavor too strong to make it a good
The coconut milk, I actually did try it because I got a bunch of those on sale the other day. And it actually does. It almost like gets thicker. I put it in my coffee and actually in my smoothie. I've been using that one in my smoothie and it makes it super thick. And so it's just like it's not the canned coconut milk. It's actually like the carton.
That was my next question because that's different.
It is different. Yeah. And that's why I poured it. And like you pour it, it looks like regular milk, like thicker than almond milk for sure, but like regular milk. But you use it in a smoothie. I don't know if it's a blending process or something. It makes it really thick and really rich. Like I can do it with part water and it's still really thick. I don't like the flavor in coffee. I don't know what coconut milk does in coffee, but it like, or even my chai, I think I did it with a latte too, tea latte. And it was like tangy and almost bitter. It's it does a weird thing when you add it to something hot. So I went back to oat milk for something hot.
Okay. But you're liking the carton coconut milk in smoothies.
In the smoothie, that's really good. But you can taste the coconut a bit too.
Which in a smoothie may be an advantage. Whereas in a coffee, not necessarily if that's not what you're going for.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what else do you put in your smoothies?
They're more like chocolate banana malts, I guess. Yeah. They're just
oh, it's that sounds the milk, amazing.
It's a scoop chocolate protein powder, scoop vanilla protein powder, and a banana.
Ooh. It's great.
They're really good. They're really healthy. I've noticed they like actually take away headaches in the afternoon, like if I'm getting a tired headache.
Oh wow.
So if I make them in the afternoons, my headache normally goes away.
It's fantastic.
Yeah. Nice. I'm not sure what it is. If it's the banana or just like the stuff in the protein powder. But
so what protein powder do you get?
Orgain from Costco, so it's a plant-based one.
Okay.
Not the best texture according to what people say, but it's fairly inexpensive and you can get them really good sales at Costco. They get them like $6 or $8 off every once in a while, so that's what we use, and the girls and I really like it. My mom likes it. Nice. They don't give us headaches too, which my mom and I have to be careful about what sugars we use, and they don't give us headaches.
Nice.
Yeah.
What sweetening do they use in that, do you know? Is it stevia?
I want to say it's stevia. A lot of protein powders use that. Know. Okay. I don't remember.
I don't know much about protein powders, but it sounds wonderful.
I'm just thinking like it would be nice to switch up because Jacob and I do smoothies every day for lunch and it's like the same thing every day.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is good, but it's also, you know, it'd be nice to switch it up a little bit every once in a while.
Get some variety.
So, yeah.
What do you put in your smoothies?
So it's a whole avocado, a bunch of spinach, and then we do berries, like mixed berries, like blackberries and blueberries, strawberries, and then almond milk, vanilla almond milk, and then I do some like 3 tablespoons of chia seeds and of ground flaxseed, and then a little bit of honey because sometimes the fruit isn't super sweet because it's the frozen bags from Costco. Costco is amazing. Yeah, that's what it is.
Nice.
And Jacob prefers when the colors don't look like there are greens in there. So like the berries are a more stronger color. Okay. Yeah. And help to hide the greenness. Cause
he doesn't like to see it even though he knows it's in there.
Right. Right. Cause there's also like a tropical bag that you can get that has like peaches and pineapple and mango and stuff like that. And I thought, cause he really likes tropical flavors. I thought that would go over really well. And it's just too green because the yellows are just so overwhelmed by the green spinach.
Unappealing.
Yes.
Ah. Okay.
Yeah.
Because I made a pasta sauce the other day where you just saute up spinach and then you stick it in the food processor with some garlic and onion powder and a little bit of cream cheese. And then either like some chicken broth or your pasta cooking water and blend that up into a sauce. And it was the most vivid green color. It looked artificial.
Oh, wow.
You know, when you saute spinach, it gets a little brighter.
Yeah.
And then you just blend it up. There's nothing else to color it when you're just mixing it with broth and cheese. And then you just toss that with your pasta, your cooked pasta. It tasted like mac and cheese or like Alfredo. Really? Because you had the cream cheese and a little garlic, a little onion. Like the flavor was good. It didn't taste like spinach. But the color was so odd that all of my boys had to try it just because it was so strange. And it was actually, I think it was the day before St. Patrick's Day.
I was going to ask if this was on St. Patrick's
Day. It would be such a fun side dish for something like that. Or even at Christmas. It was so vivid.
I was thinking of like green eggs and ham day. Like you throw that out there.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was really good. And then the neighbor kid ended up eating all the rest of it because he thought it was great. So
fantastic. Yeah. Nice. It's amazing.
Win.
That is. Yeah.
Wins. Well, we have our totals.
Ooh, what's the tally? Okay.
All right. So do we want to start with top place or do we want to start at the bottom?
From the bottom up.
Great. That's what I thought. So in last place, there was a total of a potential for 20 points on each of these. Our last place was the oat yogurt with a total of 10 points.
Oh. So that's like 50%.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. Half of us really liked it. Oh. Half of us had it at the bottom.
Okay, but 50% is not a passing grade.
It is not.
Sorry, it's not oat milk yogurt.
Next up, at fourth place, we had the Meyer Almond, which was 11 points. So only one point more than oat.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was interesting.
Yeah.
Next, we had a tie for second or third place, however you want to look at it, between the Silk Almond and Coconut at 12 points each,
okay,
which is also not a passing grade. The only one, well, is it a D? That would be like a D, which is not really a...
I'd have to calculate the percentage to know. 12 out of 20?
12 out of 20
I can't do
is
that in my head.
6 out of 10, which is 60%, which is a D. So yeah, it's failing.
So it passes. Well, it depends on which system you're in.
If it's my high school calculation system, that is not good.
Yeah.
That brings you low.
You can't pass with a D?
Mm-mm. No. No. Anything lower than a C, you don't pass. Yeah. This is the actual public schoolers talking over here.
I actually looked it up recently just out of curiosity, and I heard mixed opinions.
It probably varies from district to district, yeah.
Well, in this day and age of no losers, you know, it might
true.
Be different.
So. Maybe it's fine. Well, they did change ours from Fs to Is. It was just incomplete instead of a fail.
What?
Oh.
Oh.
Because you couldn't use the word fail.
Exactly.
Yeah. Come on.
Well, see, I feel like both of you went to really academically good districts. So, a D not passing would make sense.
Yeah.
There
were higher standards in my district, at least, for sure. Yeah. So, our first place was the cashew with a total of 16 points.
Hmm. 16 out of 20.
16 out of 20, which is a B.
Okay.
Can I have my list back to see what I did?
Yes, you can.
I was wondering the same thing.
Yes, here is your list. This one's my list. This one's one. And then I wrote on Sarah's list. So
I don't need my back.
So really, the cashew got the highest?
Cashew got the highest. It was 5 points for two of us. It was the highest, and two of us had it at 3 points.
Okay.
And then the silk almond for two of us was the highest, and two of us was the lowest.
So,
it was very swingy.
Oh, that one was polarizing.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. And then coconut and the Meyer almond were very, like, all over, like, about twos and threes in the middle.
Sure.
And the oat was... second place for two of us and last place for two of us.
Oh.
It was very interesting how divided some of those were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think probably a lot of it comes down to texture for some
people.
For
me, it was definitely texture.
Yeah. Mine was taste specifically.
Mine was more taste than texture, but I feel like for you, textures.
For the yogurt, it was. Yeah. Yeah.
How about for you, Cheryl? Was it taste or texture primarily? Or
I feel like it was mostly taste. But there was that one, which one was that? That was like that weird, more slimy-ish.
That was a cashew.
That was cashew.
Okay. That one, yeah. That texture was a little funky. But the rest of them I felt like were fine. I didn't have any texture issues with the rest of them.
Okay. What did you think, Nikki? Because you said you can't normally do regular yogurt now. So like, do you like these? Are these ones you could eat? Or are they still too close to like regular yogurt?
I don't know that I'd just sit down and eat any of them. However, they didn't make me want to puke. So that was nice. Like, even the thought of eating yogurt sometimes
that's always
is like,
a positive
thing. But okay. These were actually decent. Like, I enjoyed them, but not enough that I would go back and like just eat a bowl of them.
Okay.
But I did.
But like, if
I
you didn't. Were to make a smoothie or if you wanted like some granola,
these would be a nice alternative.
Breakfast.
Especially the ones that, for texture wise, I like the ones that were not as thick. Just because I think the thickness is a lot of what I can't get past.
The
sometimes.
Texture is one.
Texture, but all of these were less thick than like regular yogurt that I'm used to. So they were all a little bit more palatable for me, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
So for the regular yogurt that's so off-putting to you, that's not a new thing. You said that's been true for a while.
No, it's because I think I ate myself out of it when I was in like 7th and 8th grade.
Okay.
I ate like a yogurt every single day. Mm-hmm. And for me, that like wore myself out. I did the same with protein bars. I can't just eat a regular old protein bar.
Sure.
Like the, what are the like really popular brands? Like Clif Bars or something. Like I used to eat one of those every single day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, now I can't even think about eating one. Huh. But like the ones that we have in our the Nature Valley protein. Like those are okay because it's not.
More like a granola bar.
Yeah, more granola bar.
Different texture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. It really was just I ate too much of it, and I can no longer eat that.
What about you, ladies? Cringing. Have you guys ever had that type of situation where you've overeaten a certain type of food, and then you just have this like natural now aversion to it, and you can't?
I felt that way about peanut butter and jelly sandwiches for a while, just because, you know, as a kid, you eat a lot of those.
Yeah.
But I think I've come back around. I don't have them often, but they're not unappealing.
Okay.
Sometimes they sound really good.
I think for me, not much stuff, like eating younger. But when I had the colitis after Meadow, I ate so much chicken because it was like one of the only things I could eat.
Yeah.
Then now like chicken just sounds gross. Mm-hmm.
Okay. That makes sense. Yeah. I can't think of really anything myself. Yeah. Just an equal opportunity eater.
I'm just the odd one out. That's okay. I also can't have tomato soup because I ate that once when I was sick with a stomach bug.
Oh, no.
And I was like, yep. I can never again have tomato soup.
Oh, no.
It was very nasty. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not good. I was at outdoor ed, sixth grade. It was our, like, meal for the day. I'm not going to give it all up. But the context is, like, I remember exactly where I was sitting there, like, eating this thing, being like, oh, I can't eat this anymore.
Oh,
like,
my.
It made me very sick.
So wow.
I won't ever have just, like, plain old tomato soup.
All these things I didn't know. I've probably served you at some point.
That's okay. I mean, like, I can have tomato soup if it's in something else. Like, it's not like I can't just have it. Just plain, I don't like it. If it's mixed with something else, it's not just that, you know. But I've never complained about it, so I imagine that you're fine with whatever you served me.
Smiled wave.
So now we have another game, correct?
Yes. So, thanks to a special helper who I don't think I'm calling out by name, but you know who you are when you listen to this, helped provide us with some questions for a rousing game of Would You Rather? So we're going to be going around and each of us have a stack of questions that we have not looked at. So these are all surprising.
Surprise.
And surprise. We're going to ask them. And I mean, I guess whoever has an answer first can just jump in. Mm-hmm. Like, we don't have to go in a structured order and we can just talk.
That's good.
So, all right, I'll start with the first question, I guess, to get us kicked off. Would you rather have a third ear or a third eye?
Oh, my.
Depends where they were placed.
Yeah.
That is an excellent point.
That is a Robinson answer. That was fantastic.
Okay, well, let's talk about pros and cons.
Yes.
That's a Robinson That's answer. Robinson
that is also a Robinson answer.
A third eye could be useful. But eyes are also the most delicate sense. So you open yourself up to more potential problems.
Yeah.
Whereas ears, I feel like, are a little less fussy than eyes as far as injury and needing correction.
Would I need to buy a third glass lens for my third eye? Yes. It just sees perfectly.
You might have amazing balance, though, if you have a third ear.
Ooh.
Like, because if you have another center of
equilibrium.
Interesting.
Yeah. I think I would go with an extra ear just because I feel like my hearing is going anyway. Like, I had gotten sick a little while ago and it just still feels like my head is stuffy. Kind of so out. I feel like I'm constantly like, what did you say? So I feel like having an extra ear would be really kind of nice.
Maybe you just need to get the ones you currently have functioning better.
I guess I was thinking ear too, probably just because if I have it on like if I had it in the back of my head, I'd be able to hear things better back there. Yes. But I don't know if that's actually
what
accurate.
If you had an eye in the back
actually
of your head?
That would be great. Then I could then see everywhere all it. The time.
Then your hair would cover it.
Yeah.
No, I'm just gonna start styling my hair where I have it literally framed in a circle around this eye.
See, that would be so creepy.
Oh, no way.
Oh, an ear in the back of your head wouldn't be creepy.
But you could hide that with your hair.
And still be able to hear.
Yes.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. So that's a little bit more sneaky. I prefer the sneakiness rather than
people look at me weird. See, I'll be looking at them weird too from the back of my head.
I'm not sure I want to hear things any better than I already do. Like, do I want
more surround sound?
But do I want to enhance?
To get a third one earbud for the third ear.
Stick it in there.
But then you always have an extra, like a spare.
Oh, that's true. It's actually an advantage.
But then you can have your two earbuds, but you're running and you can still hear what's coming up behind you.
Yeah.
Whoa. That's actually great.
Okay, I'm sorry, Sarah. Continue.
No, I was thinking, I don't want to hear more of my life than I already do. It's already a bit much. I don't need to enhance that sense most of the time. But sometimes I feel as though I'd like to see things better.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. You guys make a strong case for the third ear.
I'm still going with the eye. I would want a third eye.
And you're still going to work your hairstyle so that you can. Okay.
Yeah.
Because we did agree that whether it's the ear or the eye, it's going in the back
of
your head.
It has to go in the back of your head. That's
so
the
you'd
only
have
place.
To do pigtails all the time or just shave the back of your head.
Oh, I just have a nice little shaved circle around it. and like frame. Maybe I'll put a braid around the eye. Oh, frame it.
Oh, that just sounds nasty.
I always sleep on my side anyway, so it wouldn't matter.
Oh, I didn't think about sleeping.
Yes, think about sleeping on a third ear.
It's actually more comfortable than sleeping on an eye.
I'm a side sleeper, though, so that doesn't bother me.
Because you can sleep on an ear.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You can also sleep on your eye.
Could you?
Well, I guess
do you sleep on your eyes?
Do you have the pocket like this?
Just completely face down.
I sleep on my side anyway, so either way, I'm set.
Okay.
I feel like I'd honestly go with the third eye, just because, like, I'm kind of sensitive to sounds, and I think I would get way too overloaded if I had, like, one more sensory going in. I think I'd have to go with I.
That's kind of where I leaned with that too, for that reason. Yeah.
As much as the third ear sounds amazing, I think it'd be too much.
I think it'd be too much. That's what I was thinking. It's just too much.
So are all of us on the eye, or are you on the ear, Cheryl?
I want another ear.
All right.
Yeah. I like sounds. Like, I want to be able to enjoy sounds more, like when you go out for walks or hikes or something like that. Yeah. And then you can enjoy more of the ambiance and stuff like that. Yeah, after you said, you know, it brings more of your normal daily sounds to life. Yeah, that might be a little bit much too.
It could be
the house of boys. But anyway.
It's true, with an eye, if you don't want to see, you just close your eyelid. You just don't have to take in that information. Versus your ear, you can't like plug up unless you use that third you know, noise canceling earbuds.
Just walk around with your wax stuff that you just shove in.
Yes.
Only one ear is operational today, family.
Speak to the head.
Yeah. Okay, next question.
Yeah. We can go clockwise, I guess, to ask our questions. Yeah.
Okay, so I have, would you rather listen to your least favorite song on a loop for a year?
Oh.
Or never listen to any music at all for a year?
No music. I can't listen to Santa Baby.
Yeah, it would be
on
no
repeat
music.
All year.
Yeah,
no I music. Refuse.
No music.
No music.
Oh.
What's your least favorite song?
What is my least favorite song? No, there was one stuck in my head recently that I'm like, oh no, I have to get that out of my head. It's probably the current Miley Cyrus song. You know, those earworms that you hear on every radio station and then it gets stuck in your head.
Yeah.
So the problem is I get songs that I don't like stuck in my head routinely. So I feel like I already listen to my least favorite songs on repeat because it's the catchy ones that I'll wake up in the middle of the night and they're already playing in my head and it's super annoying.
So you'd rather just listen to that all year.
So that I could also listen to other music, because if you're listening to your song on repeat, the options are either listen to the one on repeat
for
or
year.
Don't listen to any music at all. So if you're listening to the one on repeat, can you also listen to others?
No, that's the only one that
says
you can
on
listen
a loop.
To.
So I'm guessing it means
on
just
a loop
that
is
one.
Yeah. Just that song.
So exclusive.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I could see a Robinson putting themselves through this torture to make themselves like a song.
Not me.
I don't think that's how that works.
No music for a year, though. Oh, that would be so sad.
It would be, but it would be better than listening to your
something
least favorite
horrible.
Song.
Like, I wonder if that's an actual like torture tactic of you have to listen to the same thing all the time, and that could drive you insane.
Yes, it's called toddlers.
It doesn't say you can't sing, so you could sing your own songs.
Yeah, you could still sing the songs.
So I could have music in my own head. Yes. I'm just not listening to anything.
You just can't physically hear
it. Then yes, the second option of not listening to any music for a year. But oh, man.
Yeah, that would be hard.
That would be hard.
Okay, so maybe I don't want a third ear. Because if I can't listen to any music for a year, then
what's
that
the
does
point?
Me no good.
These are all mutually exclusive. This is...
We're not building
We're not doing mishmashes of this.
Amazing.
So all right. Everyone has agreed that
no music.
Listening to the
no
same music, music on repeat would be the
radio
worst
silence.
Option.
Nothing. Yeah.
Oh, that still makes me so
you
sad.
You can hear so many sounds. Just go outside and listen to the birds sing. True. They'll sing you a song.
Listen to the colors of the wind.
Birds only have like two or three notes. I don't know. Oh my goodness. Would you rather give up your cell phone for a month or bathing for a month?
Cell phone.
Cell phone.
Cell phone.
Yeah. I can do anything on my cell phone on my computer, so I'm fine.
Yeah,
I don't think that's really the
caveats.
I mean,
up one way and down the other.
Technology.
What I want to know is who would choose giving up bathing for a month? regardless of what it was put up against.
Yeah, that's fair.
It would have to be something pretty awful as the other option to give up bathing for a month. That's so uncomfortable.
I couldn't.
I can't imagine even. Like, would you be allowed to use other products, though? Like dry shampoo or like dry body spray? Like,
or wipes and things?
Yeah, like that
rather
kind
than
of
just
thing?
Like a... Because it says bathing, so does that include... That includes showers. Like a shower or a bath is the same idea.
I think, but like... Yeah, using those like temporary like hygiene stuff would be probably appropriate.
What about
but
swimming?
But then it's like still like a buildup.
Yeah,
of
it
stuff.
Doesn't like address
the
problem.
Oh, it would
problem.
Be bad. Ugh. I want to know who, if there's a person out there who would choose that,
write us in the comments.
But I don't actually.
And then
want
we'll
to
judge you.
I feel like you would do it if there was an incentive, like if you could go camping in the Teton Mountains for a month, but then be like. Using wipes, so like it's not legit bathing.
So now I have two bad options.
Why do
camping
I have
for
to
a month
camp?
And not bathing?
But like for $1 million or something like that, you know? Like,
yeah,
would you be able to do it for?
Like that.
Yeah.
No. I can't. I like luxuries too much.
Bathing is a luxury now.
Get rid of my cell phone. It's all good.
Okay, I've got the next one. Would you rather have to wear every shirt inside out or every pair of pants backward?
Shirt inside out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pants backwards are...
Define pants, because like...
I don't like to ask this question, like, define?
Well, my thought is, pants are very specifically made so that the rear fits properly.
Okay, but it depends on what kind of pants. Like, are we talking leggings or jeggings or like pull-on pants?
I guess that's fair. Those would be easy enough.
Because like you could
to,
wear leggings backwards, but of course the whole leggings as pants thing is controversial to begin with, as I sit here in leggings.
Me too.
But like jeans backwards would be terrible.
Right.
Yes.
So how are we defining pants? That's why it matters.
I think
I feel like
could
in
do...
my mind, I was thinking it would be like jeans or like dress pants or something like that. Like things that
like
are actually called pants rather than leggings.
Okay. That's how I pictured it. It was immediately like, oh, my jeans. I can't wear those backwards. I could wear
that's a new expletive. Oh, my jeans.
Oh, my jeans. I guess that you can define it how you want to, though.
I mean... Sometimes I do wear my shirts inside out by accident.
Exactly.
So, and I never notice, so
and
it's not like
nobody
it's uncomfortable.
Cares. You already cut that's the tags true. Off. Nobody's got... You just say it's a new style fashion trend.
Yeah, I'd rather wear every shirt inside out.
Yeah.
At least they still fit properly.
Yes.
Not as uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't often wear jeans, so most of my quote-unquote pants I could wear backwards with no problem. Mm.
That is fair.
Oh. I wear jeans almost all the time.
So you'd be on the shirts inside out.
I would
out.
Definitely be on the shirts inside outside. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Nice.
Oops. I have the next question. I was like, why is everyone looking at me? All right. Oh, my goodness gracious. All right. Would you rather give up air conditioning and heating for the rest of your life or give up the internet for the rest of your life?
Okay.
Yeah.
I'd rather give up the internet because you can still get information other places.
Yeah.
Yeah, go back to your
like your neighbors.
Encyclopedia Britannica set
Farmer's
from 1984.
You could still talk on the phone. You could still have in-person community.
Still yellow pages.
I mean, if it was for a short time giving up HVAC, maybe. But it says for the rest of your life. I can't.
This is a very intense.
No, I think
I
life
can't
or
go
death.
3 days.
Yeah.
I think you'd have to keep... I feel that's like internet's hard just because so many things now rely on you having internet.
Yes.
But it's like, well, how do you...
How
like,
would I work without the internet?
Yeah, how do you work?
I
like,
have
how
to
do
go
you
get a job, but
bills?
Then I can't use the internet at the job.
Well,
so then I have to go be a real farmer.
So to
or
give up...
Or like
to
answer
give
email.
Up,
and
but to
like
give
that.
Up internet, does that mean you never get to use it or you just don't have it in your home? Because giving up air conditioning and heating...
Oh,
seems like
it
affects
only
your
affect
direct
your
environment.
Home. Yeah,
so when giving up internet, would it only be in your home? Like, can you go to the library and use a computer in a library?
I can
or
walk
a job?
Outside and get on my cell data because it's not my
but
home
you've
Wi-Fi
already
network.
Given up your cell phone, so that you're
bathing. That's right. Darn it. For a month.
So I guess if we're still bathing, we could give up air conditioning. But
my thought was, I feel like air conditioning and heating. Well, that would be bad in the winter, actually. If I got better
be really
windows
bad.
On this house, I'll come live with one of you who's giving up internet. You can come live with me who's giving up air and heating.
Do a little swapsies.
And we'll be fine. Yeah, we'll just live in the same.
Yeah, I think I'd rather just give up the internet.
Yeah.
I think temperature is, it's vital for survival. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want my kids freezing to death because
oh,
I wanted to watch
We're going extreme. I was just thinking on a comfort level, but wow.
Well, but if you don't have any type of heating, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Well, I guess.
Well, you could install like a fire.
Yeah.
Yeah. You could go old school.
Because it was heating
and air conditioning. So okay, like the whole unit downstairs, you could just put in a furnace.
So it's not like you can't have any fans.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking like no heat at all.
I was thinking you could get around it with so a
like
fireplace.
Like a wood stove doesn't count as heating because we're talking about like HVAC?
Central,
I think that's what it means.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh.
When I read air conditioning and heating, to me that's like you're downstairs.
An installed unit.
The whole unit. Yeah. Yeah. Hmm. So we'd still, I'd do that. And then in the summers, I'll just keep all my windows open for a breeze. I would keep
enjoy
the internet.
Your internet.
I need my Dungeons and Dragons. I need to be watching it.
I thought that was played on a tabletop.
It is. However, I've been watching it online because other people play it, and it's entertaining to watch them play it. It's like watching a TV show, except it's not a TV show. It's a Dungeons and Dragons campaign.
Oh, my goodness.
Interactive storytelling. Anyways.
Okay, so now with that information, right, because we decided that you could have like a wood burning stove or you could have other methods. Yeah, maybe I would give that up. I'd have to have like a massive ice block with
in
a fan behind it to help me cool off. So if that's accessible, then yeah, sure.
And we can bathe because we just won't have our phones for a month, so we can still bathe during that time.
Yeah.
Okay, so you don't have your phone for a month, but now you also don't have... No, you do have internet, but no phone.
Just for a month.
Okay.
Like I said, I have my computer. That
and
does
how many
everything
eyes do you have again?
Three. Great.
Next question.
Next one.
Would you rather buy 10 things you don't need every time you go shopping, or always forget the one thing that you need when you go to the store?
I already do both of these.
If you had to choose only doing one of them.
Oh, then buy the 10 things I don't need because forgetting that one is so annoying.
It is. And the 10 things that you don't need might come in handy someday.
Or give them to someone else. Or you can always get rid of stuff. But
depends on
missing,
how expensive those things are.
Well, it doesn't specify. So it could be the cheap impulse buys.
There you go.
Yeah, just go to the Target dollar spot and grab five of the
which
dollar
hardly
things.
Anything there is a dollar anymore.
I know, it's true. Inflation. Target, if you're listening, fix it.
Fix it, Target.
Fix it, Target.
Yeah, I think I'd rather overget something that I don't need than constantly forgetting the one thing that
I feel
so
like you'd be on a loop because you always forget the one thing. So you're like, oh, I forgot that one thing. I have to go back to the store. And then you keep forgetting it because you can never remember it.
Is it always the same thing that you're forgetting?
I assume so.
How was the question phrased again, Lauren?
Would you rather buy 10 things you don't need every time you go shopping or always forget the one thing that you need when you go to the store?
Okay, because going shopping means like a whole shopping trip. So 10 things you don't need over the course of like stopping at two or three stores or, you know, a whole afternoon at the mall is not as big a deal. But forgetting something you need every time you go to the store... Mm-hmm. That is.
See, I feel like I already do that very consistently. I forget one thing, like, oh shoot, I didn't put this on my list, and I think I get more mad at myself when I buy things I don't need. So I think I'd just be like, Alexander, can you please stop by Aldi on your way home from work and get this one thing that I forgot? And he'd be like, oh sure, I'll do that.
Oh, she has a fail safe for the forgetting the one
thing. That happens all the time.
So wait, just applies brilliant. To us, doesn't apply to our husbands.
Yeah,
so we can just send them out.
To get the one thing
Aaron,
you forgot.
Could you bring me 10 things I don't need? That would be interesting to see what he came up with.
That's interesting. I feel like, I'd probably go with the 10 things that I don't need. Mm-hmm. Because I'd be annoyed if I forget things.
Mm-hmm. So Lauren is the only one willing to consistently forget a needed item.
Because it's already pretty common, so
yeah,
it is for me too, which is why I don't want to experience it anymore.
No, but I understand the logic. That makes sense. My only thought was to forget it because I don't like shopping, and shopping for 10 extra things I don't need also sounds exhausting. But if it's just 10 random things that I'm like, oh, I like this, then I'll enjoy picking them up.
Okay, so you're deliberately shopping for things you don't need in this scenario? I just thought
apparently.
It was sort of like... Oh, I'll add this to the basket. Oh, I'll add this to the
basket.
I
only deliberately shop. Like, I don't get things off of my list.
Oh, my.
because I don't like shopping.
What a sad life.
No, it's a wonderful life.
I don't like shopping either.
I have it figured out. I walk in the store. I know exactly what I need. I grab them. I check it off my list. I don't look at anything else.
I can do that. And yeah. I have done that.
That's the only way I live.
Once back in 2018 and then
But I've also had so many experiences where I've seen an impulse buy and passed on it because it wasn't on my list and have regretted it.
Oh.
Because by the time I went back to get it, it was gone. Or by the time I realized, oh, that really would be useful for whatever application, it wasn't available anymore. And so sometimes the impulse buy is your intuition recognizing that something would be useful, even if it's, quote, not on your list.
That's interesting.
It's being resourceful.
Mm. Were the ferns from like Trader Joe on your list?
The ferns from Trader Joe's were not on my list.
Oh. But they're making me smile right now.
Yeah.
Right? And if I had thought about it, like, it really would be nice to add some green and gone back for them, they probably would have been gone. And then I would have been sad.
That is true.
All right.
Ready for the next one?
Yeah. Hit us with it.
Would you rather find a $100 bill floating in a public toilet or a $20 bill in your own pocket?
$20 in my own pocket?
How $20.
Much money is grossness worth to you?
You can't clean that.
I've seen people do it. Like
really?
Well, because paper money is more durable than paper. Like, you can get it wet and it won't disintegrate.
Oh.
So you can wash it. I've seen someone online who washes, dries, and irons their money.
Oh my.
Because they like it to be crisp and clean. And
wow.
So.
That's crazy.
Wow. When you said that you've seen people do this, I'm like, how many bathroom stalls are you peeking into? Where is all this money coming from?
They say you should drink a lot of water, which I do, which means you also then end up seeing a lot of restrooms. But
and you look into all the stalls beforehand to see how many have $100 going on.
Maybe I should start doing that.
Oh.
No. I kind of have a hard time deciding on this one, which I think already makes me a target of scorn.
But see, okay, so it's not just getting the dollar out of there, but then you have to transport it back to a place where you can clean it.
Mm-hmm.
So then where do you put it in the meantime? Do you just hold it with your fingers or do you stick it in your pocket and realize what you're putting in your pocket?
Well, the pocket is in the front at this point because my pants are worn backwards. Well, I guess what I have to ask myself is if I saw a $100 bill floating in the toilet, would I grab it or not? Mm-hmm. Is what it comes down to. Because if I wouldn't, then okay, 20 in my own pocket, and bonus.
Yeah.
But if I would actually consider it, Cheryl's face is priceless. She's like, ain't nothing worth sticking my hand in a public toilet.
No, no.
I've taken microbiology and I just can't.
I mean, but it would be a bonus for Sarah if she's like, oh, I have 10 extra things that I didn't need, and here I am making a bathroom stop. Look, I got $100 to cover the 10 things that I didn't need.
Exactly. I honestly don't know what I would do in that situation.
Mm.
I think it would be dependent on the general cleanliness of the bathroom that it was in, how recently it seemed to have been used, the overall scent of the restroom that I'm in.
Oh,
my. Because some restrooms are better than others and it's seem true. Grosser than others.
Yeah.
I know you can't tell with your
if
eyes.
If I found one...
Bucky's.
Yeah.
If I found $100 in a Bucky's toilet,
I would grab that.
I would grab that. Yeah. I would
If it's at the gas station in New England,
I might even swish my hand around more to try to find more.
Okay, what is Bucky's?
It's like this mega amazing
gas station
on steroids.
Okay.
So there's like almost 100 actual like gas pumps and stations to get your gas.
Wow.
And then there's a huge like mega store behind it that has a bakery and a deli and home furnishings.
It's fantastic.
It's like a massive Walmart, but like super clean.
There's like 20 of them across the southern U.S. or something like
that.
20.
And the bathroom, like all the bathrooms are big doors, like actual closed doors.
Oh, like there ain't no space room. On the top or bottom to see in. It goes all the way around this whole room.
You can see like royalty. People in there cleaning. Like they're just really keep everything super, super nice.
Okay. This is really funny. Do you know what the Dunning-Kruger effect is?
No.
It's where when you learn about something, then you notice it more often and it seems like it's coming up more frequently, but really now you're just aware of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is the third conversation about Bucky's I've had this week.
Oh my gosh.
That's crazy.
And I think I've only heard of it in passing maybe twice in my entire life before this.
Wow.
What?
Wow. About, oh, about once a week, I think. Oh, I miss Bucky's.
since we went there in January, it's not, that's not a joke.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was
totally
fantastic.
Worth a little side trip.
Yeah.
Or a big side trip. Because I think the billboards start like 90 miles
It was
out.
Like 100 miles out. Like in 87 miles, you'll be at Bucky's. Clean restrooms in 60 miles.
Yeah. I mean, that is what intense. That's what they've built their
yes.
Their fame on is our restrooms are the cleanest.
Which they makes
are.
Sense if you're road tripping.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's so many not nice restrooms. Like, yes. if you can find a place yeah. with clean restrooms, like, that's where you want to stop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, like, actual good food, yeah. freshly baked
I've
things.
I've heard they have, like, a beef jerky bar.
They yes. do, yes.
Oh, my gosh.
It's yeah. very crazy. Yeah. It's amazing.
Huh. Yeah. It's totally worth, like, a southern road trip, like, just to visit each
it's true. We'll have to plan our next road trip around Bucky's.
I actually earlier this week looked up where the locations were after hearing about it twice, now three times. I'm like, how close is the closest one? But I think the closest is Tennessee or Kentucky.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was
and then
the
all
one
the rest
are
further south,
from.
Like Georgia and Florida.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's actually not a lot of them.
No, there's only like 16 mm-hmm. or something like mm-hmm. that. They're going to make one in Colorado, in like the eastern Colorado. I think we read that somewhere.
So.
Oh, goodness. I hope so. Because Northeast Colorado is like...
It sucks.
It's the
like Nebraska.
Oh, when we drove through there, we literally could not find a place to stop and use the bathroom. It was a desperate situation.
It is very...
oh, no.
They very near and far between.
oh, no. They need a porta potty. They need something. It was desperate.
Something more than just the side of the road.
It was desperate.
That's fine. I'm not judging.
We did it all the time on road trips growing up.
But did you take pictures?
Oh, no.
Okay, never mind.
Oh, I've seen this picture. I've seen this picture. It's a good picture.
Sarah, you didn't answer the question.
Wait, oh. It depends on the state of the public restroom.
Okay.
Oh. So it's neither a choose.
Okay.
It's would you rather. I would rather find a $100 bill floating in a relatively clean public toilet.
Okay.
Fair.
And if it wasn't clean, then I would rather have a 20 in my pocket.
Okay.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Good deal.
We can roll with that. Okay. Would you rather team up with Wonder Woman or Captain Marvel? I'm not sure if I know enough about them to decide.
No clue.
Do I have to choose one?
What are the
what
options?
What if I don't like either of them?
Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman or Captain Marvel.
My sister would choose Captain Marvel.
It depends on if you're DC, right? Or Marvel.
Yeah.
What if you're neither?
Then just flip a coin.
Okay.
There's I think my D6.
I would probably choose Captain Marvel because she seems a little more chill in general.
Okay.
Also, I've never seen Wonder Woman, so.
I have no clue. I've never seen either of these movies, so.
Yeah.
I think.
They're both female superheroes, so.
I think because I've been Marvel. I would just have to choose Captain Marvel because I've never gotten into DC stuff at all. Mm. So I feel like
Captain Marvel wears more clothing.
I was thinking the exact same thing.
So I feel like that would just.
It would be better to be seen with her.
Yeah.
Visually.
Okay. Yeah, I can get behind that. I do Captain Marvel.
Yeah. So nobody would choose Wonder Woman.
It's not.
Sorry, Wonder Woman. Oh, my. Okay. Would you rather always have an annoying song stuck in your head or always have an itch that you can't reach?
I always have both of these things all the time.
So if you could get rid of one, which one would you rather get rid of?
Oh, dear.
Wait.
You gals,
wait.
Go ahead. I got to think
say
about
that
this
again.
Would you always, would you rather always have an annoying song stuck in your head?
Okay.
Or always have an itch that you cannot reach?
This is terrible. Oh.
I know.
No, I don't know. I mean, physical comfort is a real thing. Uh-huh. Like, I feel like if there's something that you just could not ever satisfy like that, that could drive you insane.
So what would be more distracting while you're awake? The annoying song or the itch?
The itch. It depends on how itchy the itch is, too. You know,
like what's the intensity of the itch? Is it just sort of a tickle?
I mean, I figure it's an itch that you want to scratch because you can't reach it. So it's like. Gotta be intense
could
enough.
Could you put like what's that? Lidocaine on it, and then like help
like
numb it,
numb it for a while.
Yeah,
or like listen to other music.
Well, no, because we can't listen to music for a year.
Well, that's what you chose.
No, wait, that's true.
That's what I chose too.
Yes, you did. So now we can't listen to music, and we always have an annoying song stuck.
And I can't get on the internet. This is like a really horrible life.
Sad.
What are we doing here?
Very sad.
Do I still have air conditioning?
You opted for that.
Oh, yes.
I think so. Okay.
And baths.
And baths. And bathing. All right, we're going to be okay, people.
The bathing would probably alleviate the itch.
Yeah, maybe.
At some point.
You have like Epsom salts or something like that help with that?
Oatmeal.
I'd rather have the annoying song.
Oatmeal.
Because like, I don't think I could do the physical discomfort of an itch, yeah. Especially when I'm trying to go to sleep.
Yeah.
Like, at least I could turn on some other music.
Right.
If there's like an annoying song in my head, I could turn on some other music or other noise.
Yeah. Right. Or if it's stuck in your head, yeah, just start singing
out loud. So you feel like you have more coping mechanisms to deal with an annoying song.
Yes.
Than you do with an unscratchable itch.
Yeah. Yes. I would do that as well.
I agree.
I can't always have an itch. Crazy.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, sorry.
Solved. You could solve the problem.
Next one. Would you rather run at 100 miles per hour or fly at 20 miles per hour?
Oh, fly. Hands down.
At 20?
I don't care. I'm so flying. Sad.
I was so excited for this question. And now I'm like, I thought I was going to be fly at 100 miles.
The questions were secret.
They are. I was listening as she was saying it. And I was like, this is going to be great. Oh. It's going to say fly
but
at 100.
If you fly at 100, like your lips and your...
I do the same if you're running too, yeah. Actually, maybe flying at 20 because then you wouldn't have traffic. Like even if you're just moving 20 miles an hour, you still would just be able to cut across and not have to go up and around and down things. Like you'd still probably make it places faster.
It's not because of the means of transportation. It's just for the experience.
The fun of it.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm not thinking efficiency.
I would be able to burn more calories though if I was running at 100 miles an hour. Versus my, like, what do I get now? Like,
but if you're flying, you're weightless.
Interesting.
Think about all the energy that you need to use to fly in order to keep your weight up off the floor. We like to get
it's
that
like
downdraft and, you know.
Yeah.
Like,
you have to have wings.
I have always wanted to fly. This is kind of my thing.
Yeah.
Although I frequently will have dreams of I can't run fast enough.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just find that really annoying and frustrating. So I feel like I'd rather be able to run miles an hour.
That would be very satisfying.
That would just be so much fun.
I think
yeah.
I would love to run at 100 miles per hour, just that speed. And if you can run at 100 miles per hour, you can run slower. It's not like you have to run at 100 miles per hour.
Yeah.
You can run slower than
that's
that.
True.
Like, keep up with cars and stuff.
Right.
It'll still be fast, but oh my gosh, like that
keep
kind
up
of
with
speed
cars. Oh my goodness.
Would be like amazing.
That'd be really fun.
Have you decided, Nikki?
No. I feel like there's pros and cons to both, and mm-hmm. I haven't figured out which one
fully
I like more.
So, yeah. So, you already talked about the pro of running. What would the pro of flying be? Just because it's appealing?
Appealing, and then I would just enjoy the experience, mm-hmm. yeah.
So then what's the cons for each?
I would feel so slow if I'm flying at 20 miles an hour. I would just be like, what, this is very slow. And like the
appeal
of running.
I feel like you couldn't handle that.
Like, I can't, no. Okay, I have to do things very quickly.
But if you're flying at 20 miles an hour, that's still flying faster than you can run.
True. That's true. Oh, do I get to burn calories while I'm flying as well?
I think Cheryl had a good point. You're
just
still
exercise.
Probably going to mm-hmm. be expending energy.
Fantastic.
Flying.
I didn't say gliding, like flying.
Right, flying
like
implies
effort.
Being active.
That's maybe it means true. You have wings and you have to flap your wings.
Yeah.
I'll just be
you're
flapping
not just floating.
All around. People would laugh
to,
at me more.
You have to propel
because
yourself
they'd
somehow.
See me if I'm
had
floating
to fly,
through
I'd be
the
like
air.
Woodstock, like just crazy loops.
Maybe that's why it's only 20 miles an hour. You're going faster, but not forward.
That's fair. I don't know, but now that I've gotten into running, it's like running 100 miles an hour would be really crazy.
That's appealing. I do think it's interesting that Cheryl and Lauren, who have both run for a long time, that's the immediate appealing one.
Yeah.
And then you've taken up running too, and know how fun that
Well, because I'm thinking if I could run 100 miles an hour and it takes me how long to get to your house, and you're like 15 miles from
mm-hmm,
me,
mm-hmm.
could get to your house faster than I could drive there. How nice would that
that's
be?
True.
I mean, you could drive to my house at 100 miles an hour, but that would be frowned upon.
It would be frowned upon, and there's too
but
many
you
turns.
You couldn't take any stuff with you, though. You know what I mean? Like,
because you're just running.
Oh, that's true.
I mean, you could bring a backpack, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if I'm flying, I also couldn't take much with me, because I have to use my arms to fly.
Yes.
It's true.
To flap my wings. So the answer is, I don't know. Probably flying, just because it would be fun.
Just to experience it.
Just for the experience. For the heck of it.
My turn?
Yeesh.
I believe so.
Would you rather live in a home with no electricity or in a home with no running water?
No electricity. We went through this recently. I'd rather have no electricity.
We did go through this recently.
Honestly, I don't know.
No electricity or no running water.
Yes, it's easier to do the, like, have running water. When we had no electricity in the apartment, it was great because we still had running water. Mm-hmm. When we had no electricity here, mm-hmm. we also had no running water mm-hmm. because we're not on city mm-hmm. water.
Yeah,
and right. that was really awful. But also, no electricity means you can't have HVAC.
Mm-hmm.
How long does this go for? Your whole life?
You just live in a home. So for as long as you're living in that home, I assume.
If I had to go for a day in a home, no electricity is my answer.
Okay. But live in a home indicates more than a day.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If I had to live in a home for a week, no electricity.
So where's the tipping point for wanting
I don't
water
really
versus
know.
Electricity?
I feel like I probably would always want running water over electricity, honestly.
Yeah, I think I would take water over electricity.
I don't think I would, having just been through the power outage.
Really?
I think I would rather deal with the water situation than not have light and heat.
But see, if we were...
Or air conditioning, as the case were.
Well, if we're living in this house and our running water is reliant on electricity...
Mm-hmm.
Then if I choose electricity, we have running water.
I don't think it works that way.
Dang it. I'm looking for the loopholes here.
And see, I think if you were living in a house, you would find ways like to make light. I think if you're actually living in there, it'd be like, okay, we're going to set up
lanterns.
Lanterns. Like you would invest in more things that would give you the light and resources that you need.
There's so much more that I missed when the power was out, though, than just light and heat.
Okay.
Because we're talking... internet, we're talking music, we're talking white noise at night, even things like the bathroom vent fan, like our bathroom got so steamy because we had water and even hot water so we could take showers, but we couldn't run the fan to get the moisture out, and opening the window didn't do any good because it was cold outside, which just made the house colder because we couldn't heat it. So I think if I had to live without water, just like you're saying, without electricity, I would find ways to make things happen. Because if I have electricity, I can heat water, so we could still have hot water.
True.
Yeah.
I think I would actually choose that way.
Okay.
Whereas you would rather go the other route.
Mm-hmm.
The running water is more convenient, and you would work around no electricity.
Yeah. And maybe probably that's because when I grew up, when you had lost power, you lost both.
Right.
And so, same. For me, it's like way easier to have the water.
But see, that's I don't know really what it's like not to have water while you do have electricity, because, we would lose both. Also, so they were always connected, and the loss of the water was in the midst of all the other inconvenience of not having electricity as well.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the few times that, like, we've done home projects where we had to turn off the water and be without it for an hour or two, it was a hassle, but even at that point, we worked around it.
Mm-hmm. We also had a season where our well went out. And so we had electricity, but we had to go literally get water from buildings. Yeah.
And?
It's a pain. To have to go down and get a giant tub of water filled up, lug it all the way back home, which it was like a 45-minute drive from where we live to go get water.
Oh. Mm.
So for us, and like with animals and stuff, it's just way harder of a situation. So yeah, different in that way. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that carries a lot of weight that you've actually lived. Experience. I'm sticking with my answer for now. Did you say, Cheryl?
I agreed with Lauren. I'd rather have running water.
Nikki.
Yeah, I think the running water.
For how long, though? Because you were trying to wiggle around.
If I had to, running water. Now that you're talking about it.
You wouldn't have internet.
I'm wondering if I do need electricity and running water. I just drive to my parents' house. That's about 8 minutes away. And I use their water.
Oh, the scenarios.
I know, I'm sorry. No, I do wonder now. Like, yes, you could... make your way around it. But then there's the bathing issue. Like, how would you stay clean? Well, I guess, like you said, you could always get water and heat it. And just... Okay, maybe I would do electricity.
And to quantify what I said, the water in our house still worked. We just had to go get water for the house because our well went out.
Sure.
So it still ran through the pipes and stuff.
Okay.
But
you had to
we were on a well and a cistern, and that went out. So
yeah.
Just to qualify what I said.
Yeah. That makes sense. That was your question that you asked? Mm-hmm. I think... just to wrap it out evenly, Cheryl will give us our last would-you-rather question of the episode.
Should I pick the best one, or should I just pick at random?
Yeah, no. Look at them,
so
and
got
you
three
ask
left
for
here.
One
I'm
that's the
take
best.
A look. Okay.
All right. Let's see what we've got.
Or do I just make the decision, or do I read?
Mm-hmm. No, you can make the decision.
Okay, while she's reading and deciding, I have a question.
Yes.
Because the podcast is It's Not Real Magic.
Yes.
And the brothers record.
If the girls are recording, is it real magic?
Ooh.
Well, I didn't introduce it that way. I did think of introducing it that way, but it's a normal podcast. This is how it normally is, isn't it? This is all the sisters that record.
I just think that maybe this is a little more magical.
It is more magical. It's true. The females bring in the magic. It is real magic.
I am no man.
Speaking of magic, Cheryl, what question you got?
Oh, yes.
Okay. So I decided, would you rather never eat watermelon again or be forced to eat watermelon with every meal?
Never again.
Never again.
Never again.
Really?
I'm not crazy about watermelon.
I like it in the summer sometimes, but I'm not a huge watermelon fan. It's too watery. It doesn't taste like sweet enough for me. I don't know. I wouldn't want it with every meal.
So does your gasp indicate you'd go the other direction?
I think I would. Oh. I do love watermelon. I mean, like, yeah, there's season, you know, better times to eat it than other times and stuff like that. But I wouldn't want to give up like a super sweet, really good watermelon, like especially in summer, like with the barbecue and sitting outside and just spitting out the seeds. I don't know. There's just something about it. It just screams like summer.
It is.
Just.
It's kind of a distinctive.
Yeah.
Nostalgic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't say how much I have to eat of it, so I could have like just a tiny little bit at each meal.
Oh, that's
when
true.
It's not a good.
I was thinking
you could
like
have
a whole serving
a bite, a singular piece of watermelon,
one little cube.
Yeah.
Well, and that's actually a good point. Is it in season or not? Like, do you have to just have whatever watermelon is available in the middle of December and eat it, whether it's quality?
It's all year, probably.
Can you freeze watermelon?
You can.
Oh,
it's.
I feel like
it probably
the texture
would be
weird.
So
well, you don't
weird
freeze
after.
It and then thaw it.
Yeah,
but I have a smoothie recipe where you freeze it in cubes, okay. Like where you make sure that they don't freeze together, and then put them in a smoothie with yogurt of all things, and it's not terrible. So
maybe
you could
that's,
do that.
Yeah, maybe that's your every meal is just it's in a smoothie.
Toss it in a smoothie.
So here's the thing: I like watermelon in its actual like native form. But like things that are watermelon flavored, I don't like.
Sure.
Like watermelon water or, you know,
or like
whatever.
Candy.
Like, yeah, candy or whatever. Like it's just, that's nasty.
So you're a watermelon purist.
I just want it. Yeah, as is. Yeah.
This is fair.
See, now I was sitting here thinking, you know, if I really needed a watermelon fix, there's always like watermelon flavored candy. So it just shows your base love for the fruit in question.
Yes.
This is true.
I wonder if you can dehydrate watermelon, because my mom dehydrated cantaloupe one time, and it was actually really, really good. Huh. I feel like watermelon might be too watery, but I don't know if you could dehydrate it.
It would, you'd get a lot of shrinkage.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd have almost nothing.
Be wafer thin, like transparent.
I feel like Trader Joe's or somebody had a watermelon jerky
really
a while ago that was like similar.
That just doesn't sound appetizing to
me. Well, it was way too sweet because the thing is then it gets so concentrated.
Yes.
Oh.
And so it was almost sickly, almost like a watermelon candy because it was chewy and super, super sweet. Like really intense flavor. So.
So three of us are nays on the watermelon.
Not because I don't like watermelon, but I don't love it enough to eat it every single day.
Right. Fantastic. Yeah. All right. Well, to our listeners, thank you for listening another week. Drop in the comments how much you enjoyed. Hit that subscribe button. And we'll see you next time.